Shoot, now I can't give Jerry Fetty one of these bottles as a Father's Day gift because he's standing here in the doorway and he's seeing that these didn't come from me. I'll tell you who these beautiful bottles came from. They came from our guest, Michael Kazanowski, who is the CEO and founder of High Five Spirits Distillery. You look at the label of most of their offerings, it says Mackinac Island Rum Company. And it draws, they say, on their love for the islands and summertime right here in northern Michigan. And they wanted their passion to come alive with a tiki-themed tasting room craft cocktail lounge that makes you feel like you're on an island in the Caribbean, not just this island. Although this is a pretty good island, too.
This is a great island.
It's a great island, and but I understand and appreciate that. And where do people find your Mackinac Island Rum Company tasting room here on the island?
We are located at the Horse Corral Mall, which is about two doors down from the Shepler's Ferry Dock.
All right.
Yeah, we're kind of tucked back a little bit, but it's a cool little neat spot. If you can go through the Horse Corral Mall, there's Dodd's Markets right there and Island Breeze. Then you come back and you see our little spot, and you'll hear the island music coming alive. Usually a pretty good crowd in there.
I don't remember the Horse Corral Market. I don't know why I don't remember that. And do you remember that? Horse Corral Market?
Horse Corral Mall.
Oh, the Horse Corral Mall?
It's not really a mall anymore. We're trying to kind of change that up a little bit.
eventually, they'll settle on a name once they know what they are doing. But be that as it may, you can find your tasting room. And give me a little bit of the history of the Mackinac Island Rum Company, since you're the founder, Michael.
Well, the Mackinac Island Rum Company came from one of the brands we produce called Mackinac Island Rum. Being in the alcohol business, we always wanted to come out with a nice rum, and we had the opportunities to work with a distillery out of the Caribbean a couple years ago, and we started formulating a rum with them. And when we got the rum, it was an 8-year bourbon barrel aged rum that tasted a lot like a bourbon. We like to joke and call it a brum.
A brum.
A brum.
It's a good mixture of the flavors of the day, that's for sure.
And then when we were formulating it, we were like, well, what can we do to really bring out the Northern Michigan vibe and the essence of what makes Mackinac Northern Michigan so cool? And we're like, you know what? Let's throw some chocolate fudge into it.
Oh, come on.
So,
wow.
So we threw some chocolate fudge into it, called it Mackinac Island Rum, launched it on the 4th of July three summers ago. And since then, it's been our goal to expand that brand and get a spot open on Mackinac Island.
And yet, you know, I've got the three bottles in front of me, a Mackinac Island Rum Company vanilla cinnamon flavored rum. Oh, man, does that sound good.
That's a good one.
Banana flavored rum.
Banana. That's probably our most popular one. It makes a really good pina colada.
And then the aged rum. This would be for sipping, neat, or over ice?
Yep, or we actually make an old-fashioned with it.
Oh, I bet that's very good.
Mm-hmm. We call it the Channel Marker Old-Fashioned, and it actually won a big award.
Those bottles, all the same, and then the difference is the label that explains what's in the bottle. Yet one is standing out and standing tall. And just before coming on, I asked Michael Kazanowski, as the CEO and founder of High Five Spirits Distillery, what's your favorite? And the one you picked doesn't look like any of your regular bottles. It's called Gypsy Vodka. It's a great looking. How would you describe this bottle? You said you like this on the rocks.
I like it on the rocks. The bottle kind of looks like an hourglass kind of thing. When we were coming out of the vodka, which was the first thing we ever produced, and we actually started producing that out in Colorado about 6 years ago now, we wanted to stand out a little bit. Our whole vibe and everything was a little bit different than the mass-produced vodkas. So we wanted a vodka bottle that really stood out and kind of spoke to ourselves.
This definitely sticks out. And Gypsy is more than a name. It's a brand of life, interestingly enough. And so the vodka. And then there's something else you were telling me just as we were coming on the air that you've rolled out or you've started. What's that?
We started a canned cocktail line, so we have four different products. Three of them are called the Clean Cocktails, which are kind of like a White Claw, except they're vodka-based, no sugar, no carbs, and they're 8% alcohol, so you actually catch a little buzz when you're drinking them.
Well, that's very important. Yes, no sugar.
No sugar.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A canned cocktail line called Mackinac Island Cocktails, or what's
it called? It's called the Clean Cocktail.
It's actually the Clean Cocktail.
The Clean Cocktail.
And now, how can people get these wonderful items if they're not on Mackinac Island?
We sell at most liquor stores throughout the state, and a lot of restaurants and bars are carrying them. And now a lot of golf courses are actually starting to carry the Clean Cocktail line and the Mulligan line.
So, Michael, what's it been like for you going up those major, huge companies that you're going up against?
It's been difficult. It's been fun, though, and it's been a learning experience. Every single day we thank everything that we're allowed to do this job and have the opportunity to go against these big brands. And, you know, being on Mackinac Island is so cool for us because we love all the Michigan distilleries, how we were just talking about the ones down in Detroit.
Yeah.
And having the opportunity to represent Michigan distilleries on the island up here that, you know, people from all over the world travel to, it's a pretty cool opportunity, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything the best that we can and giving the best name to Michigan distilleries as possible.
You know what? It started with wine in Michigan. It moved into, you'd go down the road and you'd see a field and say, gee, what are they growing there? They're growing hops. Now around places you don't actually, I thought of this when I was driving around yesterday, you don't really see the marijuana growing because that's a crop that would disappear overnight. But we've got a lot going on, and Detroit, what is it, Annie, the Detroit City Distillery we've had on a few times. We like them a lot. Again, young guys who've come together with a great business. What's in the future? What's the plan?
We want to keep on expanding. Hopefully we will be building out a brand new distillery to keep up with production and keep expanding our foot on the Mackinac Island.
And you're hoping that eventually in the great state of Michigan, people would be able to order your product online.
That'd be great.
Eventually.
If the governor is listening, please, let's get that signed.
Well, she might be listening, so right. There you are.
She might be on the island right now, too.
Well, there's a rumor. There's a rumor.
I heard she's going to be dressing up as a pirate and coming onto the boat tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but probably not today, but she very well may. Isn't it like the Buckingham Palace? Isn't the flag up when the governor's in? I can't see from right here, but
I think so.
Generally speaking, mm-hmm. And I do believe the flag is up. Just
we welcome her to the island.
Yes, we do, always.